Hello and welcome into another edition of Believe in Titans on the Believe Podcast Network. I am Davey Hudson alongside former Titan Denard Walker, and we appreciate you joining us here today as we get set to preview the Tennessee Titans' upcoming matchup against the Pittsburgh Steelers. A big game for both teams right now. The Steelers are sitting at 6-6-1, and if they want to have any hope of making the playoffs, they really need to get this win. The Titans, as we know, were battling to hold off the Colts to clinch the AFC South and also stay in contention for the number one overall seed in the AFC. But Denard and I will break down what we expect to see happen and hopefully what happens for the Titans. But before we get into that, I want to ask, do you believe? And Believe in Titans is presented by Bet Online. Speaking of this game, Denard, Titans are a 1.5-point favorite on Bet Online. Checked right before we recorded that over-under sitting at 41.5. So Vegas is at least expecting this to be a close game. Titans going on the road. So can they get the win in the Steel City? But Bet Online, from basketball, football, NHL, boxing, and UFC, right to your favorite Vegas casino games. Don't wait to take advantage of all the amazing offers available for the 2021 season. So head to the new updated desktop or mobile website to sign up today and receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Just use our promo code BELIEVE50 to receive your bonus. That's BLEAV50 to receive your bonus. Bet Online is the fastest and easiest way to bet on all your favorite sports. Bet Online, where the game starts. Denard, my man, how are you doing today, sir?
Davey, I'm doing awesome, buddy. How you doing, man?
I'm doing well. I'm just really excited for these final 4 weeks of the NFL season. If you look at how the playoffs are all shaping up, different storylines for each team. I do know right now one of the big things that is going on with the NFL that is definitely going to shake up how things are going to play out is a lot of guys have been placed on that COVID-19 reserve list. It's just going to be one in which guys are available this week. Right now, the Titans have only placed one guy on that list. That is wide receiver Des Fitzpatrick, who he was not even active this past week, but you hope that there are no more positive cases that force somebody to miss this upcoming game. Like, the last thing you'd want is one, like the false positive situation like Tyler Higbee had, to where he wasn't even positive and he was able to produce two negative tests, but they still made him miss Monday night's game for the Rams versus the Cardinals. I hope everything gets through as it relates to that and we go from there, but it's going to be a fun weekend, Denard. The Titans have the opportunity to get their 10th win of the season. It's one in which will keep you right there in the race with the Pats for the number one overall seed. When you first look at this game, Denard, as we go on the road to Pittsburgh, what jumps out to you?
Well, what jumps out to me is how bad Pittsburgh looked last week against Minnesota. This is not the same Pittsburgh team that came down to Nashville and beat Tennessee 27-24. This is a different group. Look, same pieces, but a different mentality. When I look at this Steelers defense, Davey, I've been breaking them down all day, and it starts with their defensive coordinator, who's under fire right now, Keith Butler. I know Keith Butler. He was a player in the National Football League for 10 years. He's played this game, but let me tell you something. He's no Dick LeBeau. There's only one Dick LeBeau. 50 years in the National Football League and one of the greatest coaches and one of the greatest minds. This defense looks atrocious. When you look at this team, Davey, defensively, they were getting gashed by Delvin Cook. It looked like a theme. I started every time when I looked at this game, it was like someone was just running wild. And I'm just thinking, wow, all of these playmakers, Cameron Hayward, TJ Watt, who's questionable, Devin Bush, you know, their stud linebacker from Michigan, Joe Schobert, you know, the game that he played last year in Nashville when he lit Derek up. And in their secondary, I know Joe Hayden's been banged up. He's questionable. But Davey, when I look at the Titans offense, and last week we talking about the running game against Jacksonville, wasn't all of that like it was against New England. And I'm saying to myself, if you're Dontrell, if you're Deontay, and if you're Jerry McNichols, this is a week that this Titans team can get this running game going. Davey, this might be a long game for Pittsburgh.
It very well could be. Pittsburgh does have a little bit of a rest advantage as they played their game last week on Thursday night against the Vikings. And that was a game where, Denard, they just didn't show up for the first half. You look at it at halftime, that score was 23-0 Minnesota. Now, Pittsburgh did put up a little bit of an effort after getting down 29-0, and they came back and somehow made it a one-score game where it was 36-28 to end it, but they just didn't show up. They're obviously going to be looking for a better start, but this is a team that's been reeling whenever you look at Pittsburgh over the course of their last five games.
Yeah. I mean,
they've got one win in the last five.
Right. Or one, out three, of the last and one. Five.
Yep.
1-3-1. And a tie to with Detroit.
Yep.
Detroit.
Detroit eventually, it's funny you say that, they actually did get their one win over Minnesota, who this Pittsburgh team really struggled with last week. I mean, you look at it, they did have a shootout where they lost to the Chargers. The Bengals just absolutely destroyed them a couple weeks
41-10.
Ago.
41-10.
Yep. And then they do get their one win over the division rival, the Ravens. That was 20-19. It's a low-scoring affair. We're able to keep Lamar Jackson in check. And, I mean, Lamar and Mark Andrews almost connected for a two-point conversion that would have won the game for the Ravens, but Lamar just put a little bit too much air on it. Andrews not able to catch up to it. And then, as we mentioned, the loss to the Vikings. So this is a team that is struggling. I know the Titans, if you do kind of want to look at their last few games, it's not a team that's been putting a bunch of stuff together. I know we played decent in the win against the Jags. Jags rolled over. I mean, that team is done. We'll get into it later, Denard, whenever we get to the end of the season and we're looking at who the Jaguars are going to hire for next season, because I can already tell you it's not going to be Urban Meyer coming back for year dose. But the bye week definitely helped the team, and we're starting to see some of these guys get back. But who's going to be available for this upcoming Sunday that wasn't available this weekend? We know we're going to be getting Zach Cunningham out there for the first time. Is it possible we see Golden Tate? It remains to be seen. But I would like to think, not so much that the Titans are coming on and playing really well at the moment, but it's just that the Steelers are playing so bad. This is a great opportunity for the Titans to just go on and take advantage of a team that has been struggling. You want to talk about how the offense for the Steelers is just can't get anything going. I mean, when you look at this Steelers offense, Denard, I mean, how would you expect Tennessee to really take advantage of their woes at the moment?
Well, first of all, you know, we know everything starts with Big Ben. He's actually playing pretty good in his 18th year. You know, I actually played against Ben in his first year when we played down in at Heinz Field when I was with the Raiders, and he still looks good. Listen, Davey, when you look at this offense, we know who the offensive coordinator is, Matt Canada. I know Matt Canada well. He was the offensive coordinator at LSU, and they ran him out of there after 1 year.
Yeah, they got a national championship.
Well, they ran him out of there. But listen, Davey, when you look at this team, I want you to pay close attention. They have two playmakers, and that's Clay Chase Pool, and that's Deontay Johnson. And when you look, first we're going to start with these two, because Pittsburgh, unlike Pittsburgh Steelers in the past, where we saw a heavy dosage of running, and then they allowed the run game to set up the passing game, it's opposite. I mean, you're starting to see this team, they're throwing more and then running less. And that's not a Pittsburgh Steeler. That's not a Mike Tomlin team. And that's probably why they're 6-6-1. And first of all, it starts, you think about it, Chase Pool is a stud. Okay, we know second year out of Notre Dame, we know what he can do. Deontay Johnson, he's their explosive playmaker. He's the guy that they want to go down the field, those 50-50 balls. But Davey, if you look at their run game, this is where I'm shocked. And I'm looking at, you have, listen, your 2021 first round draft pick, Najee Harris, even though he's on pace for a 1,000-yard season, go back to the games where they've been getting blown out. Look at the Bengals game. He had 23 yards rushing. You think about who they had last year in James Conner and how hard he ran. That was really the difference maker in Nashville last year, was the play of James Conner. And you look at the Chargers game where they got blown out. 39 yards rushing. That is not a Pittsburgh team. And I don't know what's going on, but I tell you what, if you're the Titans this week, what you want to do in the back half, Buster Screenay, Christian Fulton, Kevin Byard, Amani Hooker, Elijah Moulton. Matt Canada is a tempo type of coordinator. He likes the reverses. He likes the quick game. This is how they're going to play Tennessee. They're going to run the slants, the misdirections, because Ben is not, he's no longer the same quarterback that we saw 18 years ago. He's lost some mobility. He's lost some arm strength. That's natural. But again, this is a team this week. When you look at what the Titans have to do, it's going to come down on their ability, not just to stop the run, but just tackling in space, because they're not going to take you deep. What they want to do is everything is quick, 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 quick. And as a defensive back, or you in the back half and Jayon and Rashawn, only thing you want to do this week is keep everything in front of you and make sure you tackle well. If Tennessee can do that, that would be a huge advantage for the defense.
I at least have some confidence in this Titans' ability to stop the run. And right now, with how the Steelers have, at least from what I've seen from their passing attack, if the Titans can force a couple turnovers here, this is their game to walk away with the W. I really do think it's going to come down to whoever wins the turnover battle. And right now, with the way both these offenses are playing, I think first team to 20 wins when you really boil it down. I mean, Vegas kind of feels that way whenever they've got that line set at 41.5. But if you're the Titans, you're getting some guys back in it. But I'm trying to make sure that, as crazy as this might seem, it's just if you can get to Big Ben, even though do you think he's playing better than I probably think he's playing, if you can get to him and with this pass rush, I think it's going to really allow for this team to put Pittsburgh in some very disadvantageous positions and spots on the field. And when we pin our ears back, who knows, you get a tip ball, which happened a couple of times this past week, and you can hopefully get some interceptions and then make some magic happen after that. Because, I mean, when you look at these teams, I do think it's one of those to where if you have an opportunity to take points, you do it. So I really need to see a big game from Randy Bullock. Now, wind, I'm not sure what the weather is going to be looking like Sunday in Pittsburgh, but it's one of those things to where I really think points are going to be at a premium. And if you're the Titans, if you got an opportunity for a field goal, you take it, because I don't see both these teams' offenses being able to put up a ton of points. I could be wrong, and this could be one of those shootouts we finally get that we've not had in a long time. But right now, I just don't see that being the case. Denard, when you flip the script and you're looking at the Titans' offense, is this a game where it's just like, all right, with one, I do know a lot of the game plan really does hinge on what TJ Watt is, that what his status is. But if you're Tennessee, are you really just looking to, all right, ground and pound, we can wear out their interior and just move the ball there and then line up for a few shots here or there out of the play action with Ryan?
Yes. Did you watch the game against the Vikings? Did you see how Delvin Cook was gashing that front? Davey, he was literally every play, every time Delvin touched the ball, especially in the first half, he was picking up 7, 15, 25 yards a carry.
I got to see the first half, and I'm not going to lie, Denard, I thought that I could run through some of those holes. Credit to the Vikings offensive line.
You know what? I was thinking, you know what's so weird? I was thinking the same thing. I was thinking with you running with the 40 at about a 5.8, you probably could get probably 10 yards a carry. I really would bet probably about $10 that you would probably at least in the first quarter get about 10 yards of carry.
I was thinking 5, but after about 2 hits, I probably would have been dead. So,
oh, that's even better. That means, yeah, I would actually bet a little bit more now that you said that. But
either way, to drive the point home, I definitely, the holes were big enough I could have drove my car through them. So.
Both of us, and I'm 48 years old.
It was really bad. But that does kind of scare me in a way. It scares me to think that they're actually going to watch that tape and realize how poor they performed and actually come out trying to prove a point. Because, yeah, I mean, that was a pathetic performance from what that defense looked like against Minnesota.
Well, it comes down to the play of the defensive coordinator, Keith Butler. Like I said before, he has been under fire. Now, when I looked at the game the other night, Troy Aikman alluded to the fact that this defense has been struggling all season against the run. Now, if you're the Titans, we know last week against Jacksonville, we couldn't get it together in a running game in the second half. You look at the New England game, I felt that Tennessee was so much better offensively. They were better going against New England defensively, especially in the interior. Now, when you look at these two teams, this is a history. This is a game where these two teams, I mean, it goes back to when I was playing. It's called the Pittsburgh Week. It's personal because there's a lot of familiarity, but there's also history between these two organizations. And it never fails, Davey, that the team that has the ability to run the football typically is the team that will win this game. Now, Dontrell was MIA Sunday against Jacksonville. He didn't have a game that I was thinking that, you know, it's his breakout game. It's his time to show, I guess, not only the NFL, but the Tennessee people that he is a legitimate starter in this league. And we saw a heavy dose of Deontay Foreman. So between these two, what I'm anticipating is Todd Downing getting this running game going. He's looking at this film and saying, you know what? If one guy, Delvin Cook, can go up and down the field on this defense, why can't we? Look at what we did against New England. New England's front is 20 times better than this defensive line for Pittsburgh. I mean, you look at, who is that? Wormley, Bugs, Hayward. I love Cameron Hayward, but again, without T.J. Watt, Devin Bush has been not the same Devin Bush that we saw when he first came into the league because of the injuries. Davey, this is a game, if you're Tennessee, it's imperative you get the running game going. Because if you get the running game going, guess what, Debo, that opens up. It opens up room on the perimeter. And D, let me just say this. I got to get this out because I've been just fuming on it. Just wanted to tell you this. If you look at their secondary, Davey, you want to find, and I tell our listeners, Sunday, when you watch this game against Tennessee and Pittsburgh, you want to find the Achilles heel of this defense, not just their defensive line, but their secondary, and particularly their cornerbacks. Cameron Smith, number 20, Debo. Cameron Smith, number 20, he is the guy that this Tennessee Titans perimeter, I'm talking about Julio, Chester, Nick Westbrook, Akine, they can exploit him. And I hate to say that word, being a former secondary cornerback myself in the league, but that's how offensive coordinators, and that's how teams, they think. That's in their mindset. It's kind of like Kyle Shanahan. If you ever watched the Super Bowl a few years ago, Troy Aikman alluded to the fact that what Kyle Shanahan did as the offensive coordinator for Atlanta, he doesn't attack you schematically. What he will do is find the weakest link of the defense, and he would go right to that individual. You know how I know this? Because I played for his dad, and that's the way Mike Shanahan was. He finds the weakest link. If you're Todd Downing, you find number 20, and you say, listen, whoever number 20, if it's Nick Westbrook, if you're on number 20 and we call a slant or slant and go or fade, you should win this matchup. This is a match that is favorably for the Titans. So again, find number 20. And D, I want to say last but not least, if Joe Hayden, who is their stud cornerback, I love Joe Hayden out of Florida. I loved him when he was at Florida. I loved him. He's a great, great corner. But again, if number 31 comes in and he fills in for Joe Hayden, let me just say who this is. Justin Lane, a third-year pro out of Michigan. It's a favorable matchup for the Tennessee Titans. So once again, find number 20 and find number 31. And if you're Nick Westbrook, Akine, Chester Rogers, this is a matchup that the Titans should take advantage of Sunday at Heinz Field.
Dinar, going back to how you started off your point, I agree with you. It is absolutely imperative that the Titans get the run game going. It's not so much about just proving that you can run it. It's more of me having concerns with our ability in pass protection. We know this offensive line is so much better in the run. And if TJ Watt is out there, he's going to be lined up against David Quesenberry. And as great of a story as David Quesenberry is, he's not going to be able to hold up against TJ Watt. If TJ Watt's going up against David Quesenberry and we're not giving help with the tight end, TJ Watt could have another Chandler Jones type performance. Because Ryan Tannehill will be on his back all day. If that's a matchup, they think that they're going to be able to leave one-on-one. I understand you want the best to say you beat the best, but I really do hope that we're not having to see TJ Watt this weekend. I really am kind of concerned with how banged up the offensive line has been from time to time, and there's just not been a lot of consistency. But if they can run the ball like Minnesota was able to, you're not even going to have to really rely on Ryan to drop back and pass. And if you can get away with Ryan throwing less than 20 passes, I say you win this game. Because, I mean, we've kind of seen those numbers. And we know the Titans are going to try to establish the run. It's just who they are. And right now, this offensive line is so much better in the run game than they are in pass protection. So I think that's a bigger part about it, too. Even though, as you mentioned, those guys in the Pittsburgh secondary, Dinar, they definitely are struggling. But if I just look at it right now, I think you might see, whenever the Titans get the ball, I think you'll see three straight handoffs. Yeah, I think that's probably what you're going to see.
And you know why it is so important, Debo? I love that. Can I piggyback off what you just said? is when you're playing in Pittsburgh in December. So I'm playing in Pittsburgh in December. Debo, it is cold. And, you know, they got that wind because of where the stadium is. And I mean, let me tell you something, Davey. You know, around this time, when you get to this point of the year, it's cold. The weather, we talk about the wind. And so what happens is that's why they say that when you get into the playoff mode, you have to run the football, because when that wind kicks in, it's a whole new different monster. And what else, Debo, is going to play a factor is special teams, in particular, Brett Kern. He will have a huge say so because of field conditions and the weather. The weather, I'm telling you, D, when I play Pittsburgh, I hate it going up there in December. I love Pittsburgh, the city. It's beautiful. I know we talked about that, the Steel City. I love Pittsburgh. But again, the only thing that I do not like about Pittsburgh and Cleveland and Minnesota, and I played in Minnesota, is the weather this time of year. So again, running the football is the key. Dontrell, Deontay Foreman, we need a heavy dose of pounding this week against this team, and the kicking and the leg of Randy Bullock and Britt Kern, especially Britt Kern, because again, weather elements typically will decide how teams can call plays, because just you don't know what's going to happen in Pittsburgh in December.
Very good point, Denard. And you're talking about, well, it's December. And you know what that means. It means the holidays are right around the corner and the bright lights are going to be on the Titans this coming Sunday. But I want to talk to you about the brightest gift of the year, and that is Lightbox lab-grown diamonds. Using cutting-edge technology and innovative techniques, Lightbox has cracked the science of sparkle, creating the highest quality lab-grown diamonds you can find at a light price, $800 per carat. They have the same chemical makeup of natural diamonds, but just are grown in a lab. Because of their process, they can create stones in blush pink and beautiful blue, as well as classic white. Lightbox lab-grown diamonds are the gift they'll never want to take off, priced so they won't have to. They really do make any outfit sparkle. Visit LightboxJewelry.com to add sparkle to your holiday shopping. That's LightboxJewelry.com. Lightbox diamonds, never a dull moment. And we definitely hope that the Titans shine bright this coming Sunday. And Denard, as we get set to head into our predictions for this game, we talked about the offense, we talked about the defense. You've obviously mentioned that, hey, special teams are going to play a vital role here, and I'm with you on that one as well. It's one of those few episodes where we just agree on almost everything. So I don't know if that's a good sign or a bad sign, but yeah, right. Heading into this game, who are you looking to be that X factor for Tennessee?
The X factor this week for me, Debo, is I don't know if we're going to have a 100% Julio. Okay. He's still nursing and coming back from that hamstring injury. So, and we saw last week, they didn't run no 50-50, explosive plays down the field with number two. I like to call him the Waffle House. That's his name. I'm going to call, just like I refer to Derek as the King, that's what I'm going to refer to as Julio, as the Waffle House. I think a player that's going to have a huge say so in the outcome of this game offensively, I'm going with Mr. Dontrell Hilliard, D. I truly feel like our line with Taylor, Roger and Ben, if you look at the way that Minnesota was able to manhandle their defensive line, it's going to open up some explosive plays in the run game. So, and if I feel like if we could just get the running game going, it'd be huge. It would be just a huge plus in opening up that perimeter game. And then when I talk about the perimeter, I'm looking at one person this week, and that's Nick Westbrook-Ikhine. I believe he can expose the secondary, especially if Joe Hayton is out. Justin Lane, as I alluded to earlier, Cameron Smith. These two players, I like them. They're just young, they're inexperienced, and they really struggle in man-to-man coverage. If you look at how Justin Jefferson was dancing, doing all that nay-nay, and what I don't know what you call that what is it, that Louisiana hop? I don't know what it is.
I actually don't know the name of the new dance, but I know what you're referring to.
Yeah, you know, I like to feel like I'm young by staying in touch with, or in tune with what's going on, Davey. So, again, I just feel like this week that Nick Westbrook-Ikhine is due a huge game. So I'm looking at Nick, and I'm looking at Dontrell Hilliard and Deontay Foreman as my X factor in this ball game.
I mean, it's what it's got to be. It's got to be somebody in the run game. And if it's not there, I mean, it's just got to be somebody absolutely bulldozing people on that offensive line. From the defensive side, I am expecting a big game from Kevin Byard. I think he's going to step up there. But right now, it's one in which, like we've said, man, you just got to go up there and you got to take care of business. I do expect it to be a close game. I know I said that. I thought Jacksonville would keep it closer, but they just laid down. Pittsburgh, I mean, they're actually fighting for something, and that there's not been reports of issues within the locker room, and we know, I mean, Mike Tomlin, he at least has the respect of his players, so I'm not expecting anything like this past weekend's matchup against Jacksonville. But Denard, going into this game right now, I mean, I know we're recording on a Tuesday, and we're not 100% sure on injury status for a lot of guys, but if you had to give a prediction, what do you see happening come Sunday?
If Tennessee plays like they played against Jacksonville with the addition of the running game, I have Tennessee winning this game 28. I'm going to go 28-24. The Titans pull it out Sunday at beautiful Heinz Field.
Okay. I don't hate that, man. I think that's actually pretty close. I think it's going to be a little bit lower scoring, but like I said, first team to get into the 20s wins. Mm-hmm. I think this one's going to come down to a field goal, and I got this one going the Titans way, though. Titans 24, Pittsburgh 21. Titans get the cover. The over actually hits in my scenario as well, but I mean, I could see it being I know I went with 24-21. I was debating 21-17, but I do expect it to be in that range, and this is another good opportunity for the Titans to go get a win on the road after this game. Denard, only one more road game left in the regular season. So it's one of those last opportunities to show up there. And, I mean, I feel good just based on what we've seen in the past. I know there's no Derrick Henry, but the Titans, usually in cold weather games, they take on the mentality of their head coach. They come out, they're tough, they're strong-minded, and they're able to grit and grind and get in there and rough some people up. And so that's one of the good things about this Tennessee-Pittsburgh matchup throughout the years is both the teams usually have that physical identity of they want to be the one to be the strongest out there. So I think we're in for a show come Sunday, and hopefully when we meet back up to recap it Sunday evening, man, we're talking about a Titans victory.
Yeah, hopefully they're 10-4. That'd be awesome, wouldn't it?
It would be. And I mean, the Colts have a big game. They're playing the Patriots. So if the Titans win one more game and the Colts lose one game, Titans clinch the AFC just based off how it is. Magic number is 2, and however you want to get to that 2, based off Titans wins or Colts losses, that will give you the AFC South. And once that's locked up, I mean, honestly, Denard, if the Titans win on Sunday, it might be better just for the Colts to go ahead and beat New England. That way you would have the number one spot again, because New England does have that tiebreaker. So if they have the same record as you, they're going to maintain that the higher ranked seed. So it'll be interesting just to see how it plays out. A lot of fun storylines going into this weekend, but Denard and I, we'll be here to talk Titans Steelers once that thing goes final. And as always, we appreciate you joining us. But for Denard Walker, I am Davey Hudson. You have been listening to Believe in Titans, presented by Bet Online on the Believe Podcast Network. And as always, tighten up. Thank you for tuning in to another edition of Believe in Titans on the Believe Podcast Network. If you enjoy the show, please subscribe and rate us on iTunes. We are available on all your favorite directories, iTunes, Spotify, Google Play, Stitcher, Luminary, and TuneIn. And you can follow along to keep up with all the latest Titans information on Twitter at Believe Titans. That's BLEAVTITANS. And hey, if you're interested in advertising on the show, please contact Believe at Believe.com.